Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We're continuing our look through the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Hebrews chapter number 12. We did verses 1 and 2 last week. We read verses number 1 and 2. But let me, so we keep it all in context, begin in verse number 1, Hebrews chapter number 12. And I want to read through verse number 11. That's where our lesson today will be, from verses 3 to verse 11. Let me begin in verse number 1 of Hebrews chapter number. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Ye have not resisted unto blood, striving against sin. Ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. And ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If you endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? But if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? For they verily for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure. But he, speaking of God, for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Now, no chastening for the present seems to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Folk, what a powerful, powerful section of scripture we've just read. We talk about, you know, all of us face difficulties and trials, and we have to be careful. When things come into our lives or other people's lives, and we think it's a chastisement of God. Remember Job's friends, and they thought it was God's judgment on Job. Remember that, and we know the rest of the story. But you have to be careful. There is a difference between the chastisements of God and trials and things that we go through in our daily lives. Matter of fact, we're going to have difficulties. Job chapter 5 verse 7 says, yet a man is born born unto trouble as the sparks fly upward. In other words, we can't get away from it. We're going to have trouble. Psalm 34 verse 19 tells us this: many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. 2 Timothy 3:12. Yea, and all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. John chapter number 16, verse number 33. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. So when we get this section of chastisement, I want you to know there is a difference. Sometimes we are chastised of God because of what we've done. Other times it has nothing to do with chastisement, but we live in a sinful world. And our bodies are sinful and things happen, and I won't go into that. But I want to see for the study, there's a difference. Just because something's happened to you, don't make it out, well, God's trying to whip me, okay? We're going to talk about that. When I read that word scourging in Hebrews 12, that literally that's whipping. Sometimes God has to whip us, okay? Well, I just wanted to make the point before we get started, not that every time something happens, like Gary, he mentioned about going to the doctors this weekend and the liver and all the things that are taking place. That's not the chastisement of God necessarily. You know what I'm saying, Gary? Okay, things are happening. God's not judging Gary because of these things. Jeff Brock, another great example. here Sunday morning, welcoming people at the door, and the Lord took him home Wednesday evening. That was not a chastisement of the Lord. And so we have to, let me just put it this way as we get into our study. You will know when you're being chastised of the Lord. You're going to know it. And it will yield that peaceable fruit of righteousness. You're better off for it. And we're going to look at that in just a minute. But to go along with that, there was a poem many years ago that a lady wrote that kind of goes along with the lesson. God's never promised us a rose garden, never promised us a life free of sorrow and pain, but he has promised to give us strength. Had a lady call me, I was with Wally. Before we went to hospital, we were visiting. He cooked some fried oysters on Thursday. At 1:30, we ate fried oysters, whatever day he went to hospital. Maybe it's Thursday, Friday. Wally had to remind me when you see this. Anyway, at 1:30, ate fried oysters. At 4 o'clock, he's calling the ambulance. Was that Friday, Archie? Y'all had your... Okay, yeah. And I'm in the hospital with Wally. I said, well, I guess we're not eating no more fried oysters, you know, because anyway, long story short, sometimes just things happen and all, and God's not promised us a life of ease, but he has promised to be with us. Well, a lady by the name of Annie Johnson Flint wrote a poem entitled, What God Has Promised. And let me read this to you. God has not promised skies always blue, flower-strewn pathways all our lives through. God has not promised sun without rain, joy without sorrow, peace without pain. But God has not promised smooth roads and wide, swift, easy travel, needing no guide. Never a mountain rocky and steep, never a river turbid and deep. God has not promised we shall not know toil and temptation, trouble and woe. He hath not told us we shall not bear many a burden and many a care. But God hath promised strength for the day, rest for the labor, light for the way. Grace for the trials, help from above, unfailing sympathy and undying love. What a wonderful poem. She wrote it. It kind of goes along with this, but I want you to make you a lesson this morning. But I want you to understand to differentiate. How do you say that word? Differentiate. Yeah, that's a big word. To make a difference, okay, between being chastised and things that happens in your life that are not necessarily chastisement of God, okay? We see here in verse number 3, again, I wish I could stay on these first three words, this in verse 3, but I have to move on. But what a powerful, for consider him. When we go through all of our difficulties in life, you know what we ought to do? Consider him. Verse number 2, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. And then verse number 3, it talks about to consider him. If believers would only consider Jesus, they would be encouraged, not discouraged. When difficulties come in your life, consider him. Consider Jesus. The word consider is used only this time in the scripture. Remember, we looked at last time in Hebrews chapter number 12. There's a few words that was in Hebrews chapter 12, 1 and 2, that was only used, well, the same in the New Testament one time. Same thing is here. This word consider is the only time it's used in this form in the Greek word in the New Testament. And it means, the word consider, means to analyze, to contemplate, to consider what Jesus went through in his life and how he endured it. The word, we see that in this verse about enduring. And that means to persevere, to stand up. It's that Greek word hupomeno, to stand up under the pressure and to remain. And then the rest of it says, who endured such contradiction. That word contradiction means opposition and lies of the religious world of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your mind. So when the going gets rough, ever how that goes, tough get going, whatever it means. But when it gets tough in your life, the example before us is Jesus.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.